Incumbent concedes defeat in race for Los Angeles City Council. Los Angeles, incumbent Kevin DeLeon has formally conceded defeat, putting an end to a months-long battle between the councilman and progressive challenger Isabel Jurado in the race to represent Los Angeles's 14th council district. Jurado, a tenant rights attorney, led 56.25% to 43.75%, 36,019 to 28,019, according to figures released Friday by the Los Angeles County Registrar Recorder/County Clerk. It was unclear how many ballots remained to be tallied in the district. Mail-in ballots postmarked by Election Day will also be accepted for up to a week. The next update is scheduled to be announced at 4 p.m. Saturday. I want to express my deepest gratitude to the people of Council District 14 for the honor of serving these past 4 years, and to my supporters who stood by me with unwavering dedication to ensure our communities thrived, DeLeon said in a statement. While the results of this election did not go our way, I respect the decision of the voters and our democratic process. I extend my congratulations to Isabel Jurado on a well-fought campaign and wish her success in leading our district forward. The councilman added he would be helpful and make a smooth transition with her incoming team. With early results leaning toward her favor, Jurado declared victory Thursday, which she described as direct result of her community's support. Thank you to every person who joined this campaign, who believed in this vision, and who fought for this victory. We are moving forward together and blazing a trail for the rest of the nation, Jurado said in a statement. The two candidates were vying to represent a district that includes downtown Los Angeles, Boyle Heights, Lincoln Heights, El Sereno, and Northeast Los Angeles. DeLeon's re-election prospects were believed to have been damaged when he was heard participating in a secretly recorded 2021 conversation discussing ways to expand Latino/Hispanic influence by manipulating the redistricting process. Then-Council President Nuri Martinez later resigned after being heard saying of L.A. County District Attorney George Gaskin, "That guy, he's with the blacks." DeLeon has apologized multiple times for his participation in the conversation, including telling the Los Angeles Times last year that he should have shut that meeting down. Jurado has said that she decided to run on the eve of her 33rd birthday because of the now infamous tape, leaked in 2022. At his election night gathering, DeLeon noted that he faced challenges after the leaked recording, and that he refused to quit, as many had called for him to do. "It was too much if our district didn't have representation. So my staff and I rolled up our sleeves and we dug in deep to deliver the services, the programs and the funding we deserve here in CD14. And even in the face of intense, relentless scrutiny and pressure, we didn't flinch," DeLeon said. "We held strong for our community." Meanwhile, Jurado was recently recorded uttering her own controversial statement, answering the police when asked at an October 17th meet and greet at Cal State LA about her position on abolishing the police. The question came from a student who is also a DeLeon staff member. Jurado has since defended the comment, despite criticism from the LAPD union, interim chief Dominic Choi, police officers, and some other council members. She has also expressed her commitment to public safety. By Jose Herrera.